With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Fantasy Football Noise, the weekly podcast that shares the ecstasy and agony of our favourite pastime. I'd love to tell you that we offer unrivaled analysis and insight, but I'm afraid we simply don't. As usual, I'm joined by Steve.
Hello, mate.
And Mitch.
Hello.
This week we'll be debating the main striker dilemma, given that all the big guns are in fine form. Man City putting five past Palace and the case for the Huddersfield defence, as well as our usual digressions, of course. Should we get started? How are you, chaps?
Oh, I'm buoyant this week, mate. Let me tell you, I am buoyant. Wild card paid off, and I finally put you two to bed.
Quite the opposite from me. Despondent. I really am trying this season, and I'm probably doing worse than any other season that I've played. Pathetic.
How many points did you get, mate?
39, and that was by pure luck, really. Because I didn't know the rules on substitutions when a player's not playing. And so I thought I had 24, but in fact I got 39 because Romelu Lukaku became my captain inadvertently because I'd put bloody Jesus in. The Lord will provide, they said. No, he did not.
Where does that leave you in the Fantasy Football Noise Mini League, Mitch?
Second bottom.
Look again.
Really? Hold on. Going to it right now. I mean, I don't know why I'm going there because I'm pretty sure I know what it'll tell me.
Do you?
Stone bottom.
Yep.
Rock bottom, yep.
It's a bit embarrassing for one of the presenters.
Co-stars.
Sorry, co-star. Sorry. Okay, co-star, I'll go for it.
Where does it leave you in the country? Let's quickly look. Ooh, 4 millionth now.
That's pretty much in give-up territory, isn't it?
Please don't, though. We've got some 32 game weeks to go.
It's trying as well. That is trying. I am annoyed. I thought originally I wasn't that bothered about how I went in this game. It's just a bit of fun. But I really am bothered because I'm trying. Every week I'm looking at stuff.
Yes, that's the first step.
And this is what happens.
You're starting to care. It's a long season. We said last week it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Now you know the substitution rules. You now know the different concepts of double game weeks. I mean, you're flying, mate. You've played a wild card. I mean, what's next?
Other seasons, I've messed around a little bit and I've got engaged for a few weeks, then dropped out. But this year, every single week I've tried, I've made transfers, I've done everything that you've told me to, and I'm bloody stone bottom.
You haven't done everything we told you to.
Okay.
You spent 12 points 1 week, didn't you, after your wild card?
I got excited, I told you that.
Yeah.
How did you not have Aguero or Kane? Did he even have David Silva?
No, I went for Jesus.
Christ.
I went for Jesus, and I put him as captain, and he then didn't play.
I feared he might not play when he played in the EFL Cup.
Yeah.
Afford him, you see. I could afford him without having to make other changes. If I'd wanted Kane or Aguero, I would have had to have transferred out Morata and swapped out someone else as well. And I wasn't prepared
to do that. Hold on. You're trying to tell us you've got rid of Morata?
Yes.
Going into the weekend that he's just scored a hat-trick?
Correct.
Oh, mate.
I didn't fancy Chelsea away at Stoke. So I dropped Morata.
Tough fixture.
And
yeah, they've got a terrible record in the Potteries.
It's not that easy a fixture, is it, away at Stoke?
I think I'm right in saying their three first-choice centre-halves were out of action as well.
You see, that's just information I have not got the foggiest idea about.
You weren't to know that.
Where am I supposed to pick up that information from? So, yes, I dropped Morata, and I thought Man City... I did get something right last week. I think if you go back through the tapes, as we like to refer to it, I did say you've got to see Man City putting five past Crystal Palace. And what did they do? Five past Crystal Palace.
Just that.
Nice one.
Did you put a wager on it?
I don't
know. Hey, speaking of wagers, Wayne.
Uh-oh.
Did you see the result at the Emirates last night?
Anyway, it's not all about me, Jay. Should we get our guest on?
We will get our guest on, Wayne, but all in good time, all in good time.
I did see the result. I think it was Arsenal 2, West Bromwich Albion 0, with two goals from, not sure of his first name, Lacazette. I'm going to go for
Alex.
I was going to guess, but, you know.
Were you going to go Larry Alexandra. Lacazette?
Lacazette.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't have been far away. I thought I'd seen Alexis somewhere, but that's probably the other one that plays for them, isn't it?
Is the other one.
So just noting down here on the sheet, Wayne owes £20 to John.
£20, and we've concluded that Steve, you won your first of the head-to-head game weeks. Am I right?
Massive 74 points this week with my
wild card. That's good.
Well done. Well done. That's brought you up the table. What's your tally now? 287. Good.
Yeah, pleased with that.
And I'm on 3-1-2. I had a 60-point week. We can review all of that in due course. Should we get our guest on? He's been waiting patiently, and he's waiting to go to bed as well, to be fair, in Dubai. So
before he comes on, though, John, is there anything we need to know about him?
Let's do it.
That we should not reveal why he's on? He's not a ginger like last week's guest, is he?
Definitely not reveal.
He has a little bit of a massive ginger beard.
Uh-oh.
I'll send you a picture.
Wonderful.
He's not really a ginger, but his beard most certainly is.
Strawberry blonde?
Nope.
Okay.
Copper tone. Shall we get him on, guys?
Love to.
Yeah, let's.
Good evening, John.
Hello, boys. It's an honour and a privilege to be on the show with you boys.
It's great to have you on.
Yeah, it's an honour for you to join us, mate. All the way from Dubai, no less. We are truly a global enterprise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Spreading your wings wide and far.
To at least two blokes in your office, anyway.
I think it might be down to one now.
Oh, really? Who have we lost? Don't tell me we've lost Morad.
No, Morad's still very much on board.
Morad's a diehard.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Thank goodness for that.
Now that I'm obviously the special guest star, as I'd like to call myself, I will make sure that everyone in the office listens to it.
Okay, good. That's the way it should be anyway.
John, can I ask, is it worth us getting Morad on?
Yeah, I mean, he's a Bournemouth lad, which I think I've told JB in the past.
Yeah, I did know.
Which probably puts him up in your estimation. And he knows his stuff about football, and he loves the fantasy league. Absolutely loves it.
Is he witty?
I wouldn't call him witty, no.
I do like the fact that his surname is the sound that a ghost would make.
Yeah, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it. I've got no idea.
John, very quickly, why don't you tell people what team you support and why?
So I support Manchester United, which is the obvious choice, having grown up in Suffolk. And I have potentially an even worse reason for supporting them than you do for supporting Liverpool. When I was around 5 years old, a friend of mine at the time, whose name totally escapes me, had a Manchester United towel. And I really wanted that towel. My mum went out and bought me the very same towel. And ever since, I've been a Man United fan.
There you go, you see. And I think you deserve credit for that. That's great. You stuck to your guns.
Yeah, no.
John, is that more or less tenuous than your reason for supporting Liverpool?
I'd say it's pretty much on a par, actually. But that's the thing, when there's the lack of a top-flight team in your immediate area, that's how it goes. But when
Ipswich.
You fly.
Ipswich.
Ipswich Town were flying high then.
Yeah, so quite a lot of my school friends supported Ipswich, and I do have a second team of sorts. It's my stepbrother lived in Southend, and we used to go down Southend every weekend. So I used to go to Roots Hall and watch the football. Mm. Yeah. So they're kind of my second team, but I've got no idea where they are. They're in like Division 2 now, I think.
So they're your second team. I mean, you keep an eye out on their results. Now what happens when they get promoted to the Premier League?
It's not going to happen.
Well, I thought that you better hope they don't. You're in for a world of pain if they do, mate.
I went to see one of our fantasy league players play at Roots Hall, and he will really thank me for telling you this.
Mm.
But he scored an absolute screamer from 30 yards into the top corner.
Whom?
Can you tell me who in the league is? Thunderbolt.
Simon Clapperton.
That's correct. Yes.
Who was he playing for? For your university?
I think he was playing for Essex.
He played for Essex.
There you go. He was a good player. He's obviously not now, but he was in those days.
Obviously not now. Put on some timber since then.
Those ears put up a bit of wind resistance as well, don't they?
Anyway, John Boy, as is our tradition, why don't we have a quick look at your team? You are on the show for lots of reasons, obviously because we're close friends, but also because you've had rather a good week.
Yeah, it's not been a bad week.
Talk us through your team. How you
better,
got on.
Better than yours, I may suggest.
certainly better than Wayne's, but not that much better than mine.
Set the bar a little higher, if I were you.
So I've gone for a slightly different approach to you boys this season. So my team is one of consistency. I have only made two transfers so far.
I saw that.
One of those was inflicted upon me because of Pogba getting injured, so straight swap for Mkhitaryan. And the other one, it became very clear to me early doors that Holding of Arsenal was never going to play. So I don't know what he was doing in my team, so Higazi came in. But other than that, the team has been the same, and it's I think, relatively balanced. I don't have Lukaku, I don't have Morata, but I do have Kane. My midfield is my points machine at the moment.
You spent a fair bit on your back line as well. I can't see the prices, but I know that Courtois, Vertonghen, Bailey and Walker are all 6 million-ish players, aren't they? So
they are,
that's
yeah.
why you've got two cheaper forwards.
The reasoning for that was that I was trying to find defenders for the teams that would have the best defences that were affordable. Walker is actually the most expensive one at 6.5 million, but I figured he'd probably give me a fair few assists rampaging down the right wing.
I think he's looking really good.
The Man United defender was difficult because I didn't know who was going to start. Jones is better value than Bailly, but I've stuck with Bailly, so I'm not going to change him yet. And I did have a little bit of a concern earlier this evening when I saw that Vertonghen wasn't in Spurs' Champions League lineup, but apparently he was suspended for one game only in the Champions League, which should mean he comes back into the Spurs lineup this weekend.
That's kind of the best possible news as a Premier League fantasy manager.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely. So there is reasoning behind my stability. So I had an absolute shocker of a season last season. I can't remember where I finished in our league. I think it was bottom or second bottom. I was 2.7 millionth overall.
I was just about to tell you that.
I was just about to tell you as
well.
That's
not very strong, is it? The daggers were being sharpened, John.
And much like you boys seem to be doing, I was changing things on a weekly basis. And I think it was around February or March, I decided to go back and look at what my team was at the start of the season. And discluding any bonus points I would have got for captains, the team I picked at the start of the season had way more points than I was on, having made all of the ridiculous amounts of changes I had. So every time I've gone to make a change this year, I've thought long and hard about it and then got scared and bailed. And that's usually worked out quite well for me.
Very restrained.
Yeah. And your scoring is so super consistent this season as well. You're sort of averaging the 60-point mark, I would say. It's perfect. It's looking really good. And honestly, at first glance, your team looks as if it looks too expensive for you to be able to assemble together. It's really good.
Well, his team value, I can see, has gone up to 100.8 already across 6 weeks. So you're doing something right, mate.
Yeah.
Do you think, John, that you also get dragged up in performance by some of your fellow players? I'm being nosy and looking at your team and your other leagues, and I see you're in the British Dad's Dubai League, and David Hughes, running the team Hughesy's Hotter Shots, his overall rank is 5,047. That's pretty bloody good, isn't it?
It is good. He's broken the 400-point mark already.
400 points, yeah, 402 points.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I think I'm 12th in that league. I think there's 170 odd teams in that league.
Nice,
John.
So, yeah,
is there fuck all to do in Dubai?
No, very much not that the case.
Right, sure.
It's a wonderful place to live if you can put up with all of the rules and regulations. But yeah, it's
and yeah. Some 50-degree heat.
Yeah, it does get quite hot. Yeah, I would say that. But you know, you
tell Steve. I know Steve would be particularly pleased to hear the story about the air conditioning in your office, in your toilets.
Yeah. So.
Beautiful air-conditioned office.
So in the heat of summer in Dubai, you basically go from air-conditioned car, you preferably get it valet parked so you can get into whatever building you're going to as quickly as possible, and then you're in an air-conditioned office, and obviously you're in an air-conditioned home. The air-conditioned office is great until you go into the corridor and step out into the toilet, and the toilet is not air-conditioned. And I, like most men that I know on the planet, like to spend a little bit of time on the toilet, you know, maybe Absolutely. Play a game, send some messages, whatever it might be that you do in there. That really isn't an option.
You have to get in and get straight out again.
I mean, it's not...
That is purgatory for me, that would be.
That's awful. Another question for you, John.
Mm.
Do you have a beard?
I do, yes. Quite a large ginger beard.
Ginger beard. He's revealed yes. it to the nation. Well, that's good. Because we were just We were sworn to secrecy that we weren't going to take the piss out of your ginger beard.
Once again, you fell at the first
Well,
hurdle.
Based on last week's guest, yeah, I know that you love a ginger, so...
I live in Scotland.
What's that got to do with anything?
There's loads of gingers.
Okay, right.
Per capita.
Is that an actual fact?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Now.
Can you provide me with some evidence of that? Or
he lives there?
Yeah, I've seen a load of gingers. Is that not objective enough for you?
Yeah, I suppose so. I'll take that.
Have you got any thoughts about when you're going to play your wild card, if at all, John?
So I did nearly play it twice last week.
I can't see why, John. Yeah. I like the look of your team.
So the reason was Rashford, Chicharito and Kane up front.
Say his name?
Yeah, I've messed that up a little bit and I'm not going to try it again for your amusement. little P. Those three up front, I felt like I could probably score some more points. Now, the only thing they've all got is that they're all playing consistently. Kane will probably end up the game being the game's top scorer. But he is expensive. And, you know, I kind of wanted to get Lukaku in instead of Rashford. And I was thinking, based on the Crystal Palace prediction for last weekend, I wanted to get a Man City striker in. And I probably would have bought Jesus in. He was in both of my wildcard options. So that I'm well, very glad I didn't do that.
See, John, not John Emerson, John Nichols. You see, even a dignitary like John Emerson was thinking of bringing in Jesus. So,
yeah, but he didn't. That's the difference.
I didn't get it so far wrong.
Yeah, but I changed my mind. I saw the light and changed my mind because I'm not stupid.
I think the lesson here, Mitch, probably, and probably something that I need to adhere to as well, and I'm planning on calming down my transfers a bit, is you just need to roll with your settled side for a little while. And there will be
some
low scoring weeks
I?
And some high scoring weeks.
To my immense cost.
So you've brought us quite nicely onto the subject, John. I was going to talk about it later after you'd gone, but why not involve you in the chat as well? I'd like to talk about the City attackers. You've got Aguero, who obviously has forced his way into our reckoning. I was holding off on him, as I said last week, because I wasn't sure of the rotation situation. Jesus is the most transferred out. Silva's the most transferred in. And then you've got Raheem Sterling and Sané. Now, I know it's only one. I think Sterling certainly has had a few good game weeks. I personally can't stand him. He's a dreadful finisher. I've seen him miss so many chances, both in a Liverpool shirt and a City shirt and an England shirt. But this season, I don't know what you think, Wayne, from all the football that you've watched, but he seems to be making more intelligent, more attacking runs this season. Is that the Pep factor?
I will give you a view if you like, John. I don't know if I have seen him play in the 20 minutes of Liverpool v Man City, but I have a prejudice, which is I just think he's a bit of a Nancy. Yeah, he just seems to fall over a bit too easy, so I wouldn't pick him in my side on that basis alone. And I think that's from when I saw him play in whatever that last international competition was that he played in, where he didn't play very well and we got knocked out quite quickly.
And that, Mitch,
helped me out with the details.
In a nutshell, that is why you are bottom of the fucking
Yeah.
My view, John, okay, is that, yes, go on, at 7.8 million, he represents tremendous value. But I think the quandary and conundrum for us fantasy players at the minute is which three Man City players do we put in the side? So
he's becoming hard to ignore, though, isn't he?
No, but I mean, you have to now have David Silva. He's clearly going to be as good as he was two seasons ago. I think you have to have Aguero. Therefore, you pick one. Yeah. You either take a defender, as Mr. Emerson has done with Walker, or I've done with Otamendi, or you take Sterling. I think that's your choice. We've discounted De Bruyne now, so I think Sterling's 7.8 million. Well, it's his snip.
I'm not sure I necessarily agree with all of that. So,
go on.
You want players who are going to play week in, week out. And that's the problem with the Man City team. Other than David Silva, Kevin De Bruyne, you look at the list of midfielders and forwards and you think, well, who is going to play every single week? You don't know if Aguero is going to play every week because he might rotate him with Jesus, whatever his name is.
Nobody knows.
Sterling, Sane, they're both playing a little bit at the moment, but then you've got Bernardo Silva who can come in. When Gundogan comes back, or however you pronounce his name, he's definitely going to be in the team. So am I doing as well as Mitch or worse?
Gungadonin.
Gungadin.
Gunga did is a great name. So, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't have Sterling in my side. He's not done that too badly so far, and he's decent value at 7.8, but...
He's eighth highest scoring midfielder in the game.
But spend 0.6 more and have David Silva, who I've had in my team every year for 4 years, and he will never leave.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't. Well, you've had a couple of lean years within him, because he's not delivered so much the last year or two, has he? But, yeah, a couple of years back, he was... Like you say, a no-brainer.
And he's clearly one of the first names on Pep's team sheet, so that's good enough for me.
Yeah, and I think I'm right in saying I read he's picked up more bonus points than any other midfielder because of all his completed. He's got 90%. You get, you know, you might have heard in the first or second week, you get extra bonus points for pass completion, and he's had 90% or higher pass completion in, I don't know, several of his games anyway. So you get greater weighting of bonus points for that. So he's just insane.
Yeah, I mean, the man's a machine. He looks silly with a bald head.
He does.
But, yeah, he looks really silly.
Yeah.
But, so far this season, Mr. Nichols, there are four players who've got 8 bonus points, and they are David Silva, Morata, Aguero, and Lukaku.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There you go. Thank you. And KDB, while we're on the subject, I'm going to say, Steve, we were right. Because whilst he's had a couple of good games, he is way down the rankings. He only got 3 points this weekend. And... obviously, he'll have weeks where he does score more than others, but I think Silva is a much, much better way to go. And, what, 2 million saved? Or 1.5 million saved?
Here's my prediction. The boy Gross from Brighton will score more fantasy points than KDB this season.
Very quickly, before we let John go, I'd like to pose a quick fantasy question to all of you. Going into this weekend, what have Alexis Sanchez, Eden Hazard, Coutinho and Sigurdsson all got in common? What did they all have in common going into this weekend? I'm not sure if it's still true now. It might not be, but it was going into this weekend. What do they all have in common?
Less than 5 points
no
each.
Points. No points. Less single-figure points.
No.
They hadn't completed a full 90 minutes in any game.
That probably is true. Maybe not for Sigurdsson. I'll tell you the answer. They all got less than 5% ownership.
Mm.
Four of last season's really big guns, seasoned fantasy players, some of the most expensive in the game, certainly the first two, less than 5% ownership. So if you think they're coming back in, there's a differential for you because can't be long before they start hitting big points, surely. And
how much is Sigurdsson?
I think 8.5, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got...
Yeah, he wouldn't be...
And Everton's fixtures are much better now. I think they had quite a tough start, didn't they? But I think from this weekend on, pretty good run.
Yeah, that could be a decent differential, couldn't it?
It could. If you haven't got silver, then silver's a no-brainer to go for instead of Sigurdsson. But if you have and you're looking for someone around that mark, could do worse.
I'm slightly worried about myself, everyone, because I am so annoyed at my performance this week that I fear, like a drug addict...
You're going to do
something
wanting
the next hit, I'm going to go and spend a shitload of points just to gratify myself for a week and then have buyer's regret in a 24 hours time.
Mitch, here's my strategy, right? I'm not going to make a transfer this week. I'm pretty happy with what I did with my wild card last week. I'm not going to make a transfer this week. And do you know why?
Go on.
So that I can have two transfers available to me after the international break. I do like a double free transfer after
an
international
shrewd.
Break.
Do you think you can show that level of restraint, Mitch?
Nope, definitely not. Answer me this question. I'm in fact, even looking absolutely at the transfers not. Right now. Who is Brighton's goalkeeper? Doesn't really matter. They're 4 million kid. I'll go for this one. Krull.
Tim Krull.
Yeah, what I'm trying to do is release as much funds as I possibly can back into my account.
So Ryan is the one that plays?
Well, I can't afford him. So Krull, who I'm never going to play.
If you want a keeper that plays and is 4.1 million, go for Elliot.
Rob Elliot, Newcastle. That's your move, Wayne.
Great idea.
This is live tipping.
This is. It's absolutely.
You're going to make your transfers live on air.
Well, I could do. Yeah, why not? I'm doing it now. I'm sufficiently annoyed that I'm doing it.
Don't do it in haste, mate. Let the week ride out. Surely.
Probably will. Where is he? I can't find him. I can't find him on the list. Elliot, there he is. 4.1. Great tip, that chaps. Thanks. Carry on, as you were.
So, John, are you going to follow suit with no transfers this weekend, or do you think you might make a move?
No transfers for me this week. Very happy with my team. I just need to get my captains right, which I've not done very well at all until this week. And then I'm making a move on the top. Sarge is in my sights.
Very nice. Impressive. Are you going to... What's your captain tip for this week? And then we can do exactly the opposite.
I'm going to go quite rogue, actually. So I'm going to go for a Hart captain, which is Rashford, mm-hmm. on the basis that we are playing Palace at home.
That is a differential.
And not many other people will have him. Yeah, exactly. Differential. Yeah.
Interesting. Not Kane away at Huddersfield? Huddersfield have kept a load of clean sheets, haven't they?
Yeah, Huddersfield's defence looks all right.
It does.
Mkhitaryan might be my other one again. Anyone who's playing against Palace has got to be your captain, surely.
Do you not fancy Liverpool and Newcastle to be a really high scorer and to go for a Liverpool player as your skipper this week? What about you, John?
Liverpool are an embarrassment at the moment.
They're not an embarrassment going forward. They're an embarrassment at the back.
Yeah, if you've got Salah, or if you're thinking of bringing in Coutinho, that could work, but the defence is just infuriating, so.
It's very funny. Sorry.
Chaps, quick update. Do you know of any midfielders that cost £3.7 million? I take that as a no.
Dear. No, mate.
So nearly there.
Oh, dear.
You're going to love this side. How would this sound for you?
How many points are you spending this week, Mitch?
I'll tell you that after. Elliot in goal. Hegazi, Davis, Otamendi, David Silva, Mkhitaryan, Ali, Lukaku, Aguero, Morata. That's tasty, isn't it, huh?
Bloody hell, that is tasty.
Yeah.
It can't be done, but yeah.
Well, I'm getting there. I've got £3.7 million in the bank, and I just need to fill that last midfield slot. It will, however, cost me 36 points, but I have every reason to believe they would make it up quite quickly.
Oh, God, don't do that.
Jesus.
You fucking lunatic.
Mitch, I'm fully behind this. I think that is absolutely the right strategy. You've got nothing to lose.
Precisely, John, and I'm going to take that as a vote of confidence from someone who's 12th in all of Dubai. Dubai Dads League.
He has. He's got 36 points to lose. I tell you what, hold fire on pressing the button, Mitch. Let's say goodbye to John, and then we'll put your team through the clinic in a minute.
Okay.
John Boy, thank you so much. We'll bid you farewell. We really appreciate your time. It's been great fun.
Cheers, John.
It's been an absolute pleasure, boys. Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
Well, that was nice to hear from John, wasn't it?
It was super.
Lovely. Nice I hope he sleeps well.
I'm sure he will. Nice of him to stay up late for us. So Wayne, back to your team situation. You appear a little desperate, even for you.
Yes, correct.
Let's quickly look at your side as it stands, minus the 36-point spend.
When do I get my next free transfer, chaps?
You get one every week, mate. And then if
one a week, mate.
Yeah, I know. But when does it go on here? So I'm looking now, and it's not available to me.
Where do babies come from, mummy?
Oh, no, I have got one. Alonso. What happened to Alonso? 0. Higazi, 1. Firmino.
I want to talk to you about Alonso. I'll tell you exactly what happened to Alonso, Wayne.
Go on.
Because I've got him. I've got him. Do you know how a defender scores points?
Clean sheets.
A clean sheet.
Goals.
Right. Do you know what constitutes?
A clean sheet?
Yes, but the defender doesn't have to play a whole game. He gets clean sheet points when he plays for how many minutes, do you know?
60.
Yay!
60. Well done. Guess how many minutes Alonso played for? 58.
You're kidding me. 58.
58 minutes.
Fuck's sake.
And which makes me think Conte's fucking with us. I reckon because a lot of the real life Premier League players, they play fantasy. And
so do you reckon that, like, Conte had Alonso in his side? His best mate, who's top of the league, had him in his side, and he thought,
exactly,
I'm gonna do you over here by taking him off on 58 minutes.
He's pulled him.
Do you reckon at half time he's gone, right, Lino, give us a nod when it's 57 minutes?
I reckon you're right. Either that, or he might have his own watch. I don't know. But and also, to make matters worse, of course, he was booked. Very frustrating for a £7 million defender.
Very frustrating.
Anyway, so Baines, yeah, you might want to look at Baines, but he'll come through with some assists, and their fixtures are good. So they're at home to Burnley this weekend. Then after the international break, they're away at Brighton, and they're picking up. I think you stick with Baines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Higazi, he's still playing every game. They're at home to Watford. You've got to fancy them for points there, at least. And Alonso, you know, you've spent the money, I would stick with him. Xhaka was unlucky not to score last night. He shaved the post with a shot, I saw. It was...
Did he?
All right, yeah.
Mkhitaryan and Ali are fine.
They're fine.
Choupo-Moting.
How about Firmino?
The question with Liverpool forwards is, now Coutinho is back in, is Firmino going to be guaranteed a start every game? I'm not sure. I don't know I didn't see the lineup for tonight's Champions League game. You know, the European factor is going to play its part in all of these big teams.
I tell you what, while you mentioned Europe,
go on.
This week is the fourth anniversary of one of the finest moments that my dad and I had as Swansea City fans.
And there've been a few.
So we drew Valencia away in the Europa League. So my dad couldn't resist making an attempt to go to the Mestalla to watch the Jacks against Valencia. So I don't know if you know this about my dad, but he never flew, and he was scared to go on planes.
He was a bit of a Dennis Bergkamp.
B.A. Baracus of Merthyr Tydfil. So we got a few weeks' notice. So he booked himself a coach holiday to the Costa Brava in order to get there on time. So he booked himself a week in a kind of one of these all-inclusive hotels, but it was awful. So I flew out to Barcelona, hired a car, and drove up to the Costa Brava like the day before the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those fucking 1960s blocks, you know, really modular design. Everything was consistent. So I get outside. He's outside having a fag as I pull up into the car park. And he's like, oh, lovely hotel, see? Great people, yeah. The booze is brilliant. The food is brilliant. Come up to the room. So anyway, we go out to the room. He said,
"That's a lovely Keith impression. I do like it."
"I've only got one complaint. I have to go all the way down those fucking stairs to have a cigarette." I'm like, "Well, why didn't you just go out onto the balcony?" He's, "I haven't got a balcony. What are you talking about?" And I literally pulled the curtain back to reveal a double patio door at the end of his bedroom. It's like a 12-foot by 6-foot room, single room, and he'd been there for 2 days and he hadn't found the patio door.
Not drawn the curtains.
Dragging himself up and down the stairs for a smoke. He must have been so out of breath.
Oh, God.
He's like, "And the first night I was here, bloody lights wouldn't work, see? I went straight down to reception. I was like, the lights in my room don't work." "No, sir, you need to put the card in just behind the door, your room card." "Oh, that's clever, isn't it?" Fuck, wait.
It's the future, Keith. Wow, brilliant. We digress. I love it. Where were we? Firmino, don't know. Ride it out for one more week, I'd say, Wayne. Definitely don't play your wild. Don't spend a ton of points.
I've just moved off the page where I'd made however many changes, 9 changes. I've moved off the page. I've settled down. I'm not so annoyed. I've taken your advice.
The way to think about it is, even if you spend 4 points on a player, that player's effectively got to score in order for you to break even, right? If you go and spend 36 points, that's absolutely batshit crazy, even for you. so fucking don't. Just don't, okay?
Batshit crazy is an underused phrase, I must say.
Yes, perhaps it is.
What you should be doing as a fantasy player, mate, is watching out for, you know, team news on a Friday, maybe tuning into a couple of the press conferences, seeing if any of your players are not going to play or have picked up a knock.
Tuning into press conferences? Are you kidding?
God, even you don't do that, Steve.
I do. I follow it on the BBC Sport website on a Friday afternoon. I don't listen to them all. I listen to Paul Clement, but I don't listen to all of them. But they give you a nice little summary about who's going to play and who's not.
I wouldn't know where to go, and I simply haven't the time to listen to press conferences. I'm happy if I happen to be going into London to read the Metro or Evening Standard for a bit of news, but I can't listen to press conferences.
There's only so much information you can take in a 25-minute train journey, isn't there? Right, the main striker dilemma we promised our few listeners. They're all firing now, aren't they? Lukaku, Aguero, Kane and Morata, all banging form.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken the liberty of making a note of some of their upcoming fixtures. Lukaku faces Palace, as we've discussed this weekend. Surely he's going to do well there. After that, they're away to Liverpool and then away to Huddersfield. You fancy him to do quite well across all three of those weeks.
Mm-hmm. I have recaptained him.
Have you?
Yeah, I have actually made one change. I made that just as we started. Mm-hmm. I got rid of Jesus and brought Morata back in. Mm. Little bit late for that. Shutting the gate after the horse has bolted, so
did
to speak.
You,
but there we are.
Did you think to look at who they're playing this weekend?
They are playing Man City.
Correct.
But I can only afford him near the top.
Yeah, obviously he's a good player to have. But since you're bringing him in, maybe this isn't the optimum week to do that. But yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm going to try and settle down. I think what I might try and do is get to that optimum side that I was about to spend 36 points on over the course of the next 9 weeks.
Exactly.
Just transfer per week.
Just do it gradually, yeah. You can take the odd hit here and there. 4 points here and there is not too bad.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I commit to do that.
Good, well done. We've talked you off it.
I think Kane is, as Stuart was saying last week, and I agree with him, he's going to be the top point scorer come the end of the season. So if you haven't got Kane in, you've got to get him in now. And then for me, I mean, clearly you can't afford to have Aguero and Lukaku as well. So you've got to pick one or t'other of those.
So I've got Kane and Aguero, which I'm happy with.
Yep, me too.
I wish I could afford Morata.
I think with some shuffling, you can make it happen, though. If you are willing to forego your defence, I think I've just worked out a way where you can get all three of them playing for you.
Well, you can. Of course you can, but it comes at a cost, doesn't it? You can't afford to forego your entire defence. That's the whole essence of the game.
Maybe I will calculate this for you by the next episode and let you know what I would do in principle. So I had just about worked out then that you could keep Ali, Mkhitaryan, and one other in midfield. Oh, and David Silva in midfield. I would have to get rid of Alonso at the back and Baines, but I could bring in that chappy Lascelles from Newcastle.
It would be
and one other.
A good buy.
Not this week because he's playing Liverpool.
Correct.
Yeah, not very many pounds. But you could get Morata, Lukaku, and Aguero up front.
Can you imagine the fuckery you'd have choosing your captain every week?
Okay, well, I think we've pondered that enough. So we talked about Spurs being away at Huddersfield this weekend. Now, obviously, Harry Kane seems to be doing better away from Wembley than at Wembley. But Huddersfield have got, is it five clean sheets from their first six? Four or five?
And top of my list is Schindler.
Very good.
Hey, do you like that?
Oh, mate, I enjoyed that. Very, very good.
They do look quite solid as a unit, well drilled.
They do.
Put their bodies on the line. Lots of goal line clearances. And the boy, Lursel, in nets, looks pretty tidy as well. So, I mean, they're a good defence. But I think I can squarely and wholeheartedly say they're going to get royally turned over by Spurs this week. I think it's the end of the road.
Yeah, so far they've faced Palace, Newcastle, Southampton, West Ham, Leicester and Burnley. It's a fairly favourable start, isn't it?
Yeah, they would have been delighted when that came out the hat. And then after
over the next sort of what, 8 game weeks, they've got Spurs, United, Liverpool, City, Arsenal, Everton and Chelsea. Yeah. In the next 10 game weeks that stretches to.
Time to take the price rises from your Huddersfield defenders and go and buy someone cheaper.
Although, away at Swansea the week after Spurs, so maybe hang on to one more week, I don't know. Got to be worried about the Swans, haven't you, Steve?
Oh, not if we keep playing away from home, we'll be fine.
Oh, Alfie Mawson let you down at the weekend.
Oh, mate, did he ever. It's not like him as well. Two really, really sloppy defensive lapses against...
There were. You gave the points away there, really, didn't you?
And what was I saying last week? I was talking about Van der Hoorn playing... We play five at the back away from home. For the first time this season, he's decided to do it at home. And we were awful in the first half. Absolutely shocking.
And then he took him off at half-time, went to a flat-back four, much better.
We were great. We were the better side in the second half. But, yeah, it was a real mistake on the part of Paul Clement this week, that first half.
Do you want to hear a little do you want to hear a little stat?
Yes, please.
Or maybe I should turn it into another little trivia question for you.
Okay.
There were two firsts that happened at that game this weekend. Two Premier League firsts.
Which game, Jay?
Swansea v Watford. Two firsts happened at the Liberty this weekend? Any ideas, Steve?
Watford beat us in Wales.
That's part of it. That's part of one of them.
First time Watford have won in Wales.
No. I'll tell you, because it's quite tricky to just guess, but it's interesting. So it's the first time that Swansea have lost their first three
home... First time Watford have won their first three away games.
Correct. Yeah. First time Watford have won their first three aways. Yeah. But that's all about to change, Steve, right?
Of course it is, mate. We're at the London Stadium on Saturday afternoon, and we'll do well against West Ham as long as Andy Carroll's not playing, because he always scores at least two against us. So,
at least two.
Minimum, he's got two hat tricks against us, and I'm not even joking.
So we think ditch your Huddersfield defenders,
get them out.
Maybe wait for the Swansea game, then ditch them. And what else? So looking ahead to this weekend, chaps, we've sort of discussed what Wayne's going to do. What are you going to do, Steve?
Nothing for me, so I'm quite happy with my side. I'm going to save up those two transfers for after the international week. My only dilemma is Kane or Aguero for captain, and I think I'm going to go Kane at Huddersfield.
You are?
What about you, John?
I'm going to try and do the same. I guess I was looking at maybe switching Dele Alli for David Silva. Mm-hmm. Because there's, he's £1.5 million cheaper and in just as good form, if not better than Ali. So we'll see. If anything, that's going to be my move.
Do you know, he's one of those players where he's not really done much for me, I don't think. Or he's kind of floated below the radar. And I've considered taking out lots of players, but not him. I think he's one that I've definitely stuck with.
Dele Alli.
Just expect him to do well this season.
I think he will. I think he will do very well. But he is 9.5. And in a game when you're trying to get as much talent and value into your team as possible, at the moment, David Silva is a full million cheaper and earning points at a even slightly faster rate. So you know. Look at the fixtures, Wayne. Make your choice.
What about the lad Nias at Everton? Do you think he's a one-game wonder? Are we going to see another brace out of him this season?
He did quite well at Hull last year, I thought, didn't he? So it depends if he gets a run in the side, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, very much.
Whether he's going to just bring him on from the bench every week or not, I don't know.
They've got a reasonable run of games, as we said earlier, about Baines keeping him in. So yeah. I think if you're going to make a Everton change and you want a differential, I think now is the game week to do it.
Cool. Okay, right. Well, I think that'll do it for us, lads, for this week. Thanks, as always, guys. Most enjoyable. Thanks very much also to our guest, John Emerson, in Dubai. Don't forget to tune in next week. We'll surely be looking at the ongoing demise of Crystal Palace at the hands of Man United. We'll see whether Harry Kane's form can continue away at Huddersfield, and the big game of the weekend, which we haven't really talked about too much, but that's Chelsea against Man City. So both teams in form. It will be fascinating to see how that one turns out, won't it?
Sure will, mate.
0-0.
Anyway, we love to hear your questions and comments, so feel free to get in touch, fantasyfootballnoise@gmail.com. And if you're enjoying the show, don't forget to spread the word and look out for our new episodes every Wednesday on Twitter, which is @fantasy_noise. Until then, have a great week, chaps.
Cheers, guys.
Bye now.
See you next time. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Cue the music.